The word today is deceitful. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Bible teaches us that the heart is more deceitful than anything. We should not simply trust our emotions and act according to them. We are to guard ourselves against feelings such as envy. If unrestrained, envy leads us to covet what others have, and we are tempted to commit sin to get it. Guard your mind against envy. Here, with more helpful thoughts on this topic, is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Deceitful.
Humans are so interesting. We have different motivations that sometimes war within us, and we have strange ideas at times, or really twisted, contorted thinking. And one of the things we're going to think about today is that we can so easily be tempted to what's called covetousness, to a sinful desire to want more, 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 and to want something that someone else has. The weird thing about it is that we may have an abundance, we may have plenty, and yet we can still be tempted to the sin of covetousness and wanting what someone else has. It's really sad. It's kind of pathetic. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, describes human motivation this way. The heart is more deceitful than anything. Who can cure it? That really does capture the problem. We are not consistent. We certainly are not consistently kind and considerate and generous. We can be beset by greed and lust and anger and all kinds of sinful wickedness. Jesus paints a scenario where we have to really fight against these inner impulses of wickedness and sin. He said, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. This is hyperbole. It's exaggeration. But what it means is there's a real internal war that's going on within us, and that we have to do battle against things such as envy. Now, let's define what envy is. Envy is when you desire to have something else that someone has. It's like coveting. Now, I just would like to define the difference between jealousy and envy. Jealousy is when you have something and you feel very insecure about it, like the jealous boyfriend who has the woman and yet he's insecure, so he's trying to control things. That's jealousy. Envy is when you're looking around at what others have and you want it. Coveting is this sinful desire, this sinful wanting to get what someone else has. Now, there's nothing wrong with seeing what someone else has and desiring to have it and working for it, giving an appropriate offering to God, and using your time and energy to save up or to get it or to make something. This is not sinful. It's this desire, I want what they have, and I shouldn't have to work for it. I deserve to have it. They don't. And that leads to all kinds of sins. One of the principles upon which gambling is predicated is covetousness, wanting to get the money that other people had put into the pot. It's sheer greed, and it plays on our desire to get something without having to work for it. It is also eminently unthankful to the Lord. It's not practicing gratitude, but greed. So I urge you not to gamble, not to participate in things like this. It's a very sinful activity in the mind. There was a man recorded for us back in the Old Testament in 1 Kings chapter 21 whose name was Ahab. He was king of Israel. And he had a wicked wife named Jezebel. And maybe you've heard of Ahab and Jezebel. I call them like the wicked duo. They were terrible. And there was a man who owned a vineyard named Naboth. And King Ahab wanted that vineyard, but Naboth owned the vineyard. It was in his family. It had been kept for generations. So Jezebel, the wicked queen, recommends that Ahab plot Naboth's death. And Ahab does so in order to take possession of the vineyard. Well, the prophet of the Lord brings down condemnation on Ahab and Jezebel, and of Jezebel it is said that dogs would consume her, would lick up her blood, and it actually came to pass as the prophet of the Lord had said. You can read about these things in 1 Kings chapter 21. The reason I mention this is because this all came about because of Ahab's envy of this man Naboth, and how that envy kind of metastasized, turned cancerous, and became covetousness that led to murder. It's really sad how we let ourselves go, and instead of fighting and resisting, the impulses can pull us away from godliness. Something to keep in mind that should help us to guard against envying others is that the Lord has given us all gifts and abilities and talents, and it should be a part of our pleasure in life to discover our talents and abilities and to develop them. It gives us a wholesome kind of self-esteem, a proper sense of pride, instead of a sinful, wicked sense of pride. Unchecked envy leads to covetousness and other sins, and it hinders the opportunities that God is giving you to use your gifts and abilities. I'd like to share with you a passage from Galatians chapter 5, starting at verse 16. Paul is saying, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They're in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." And then it goes on listing the acts of the sinful nature, the sinful flesh, sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy. There it is, envy. Drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And he says, "I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." Now notice this stark contrast with the fruit of the Spirit in verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And in verse 24 it says, "Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified this sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other." You see all the damage that happens from envy? You have a choice to make. As you're listening to me today, you have a choice to make. You can feed the sinful flesh and give in to things like envy. You can decide to let your wicked impulses run your thinking and behavior, or you can call on the Spirit of God to be filled with these things: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I implore you to come to Jesus Christ. Let the Lord Jesus Christ be your Savior, be your Lord. Fill your heart and your mind with the things that will bring good and blessings to you and those around you. Kill the envy that is within you. It is destroying you, and it can potentially destroy others. Listen to what 1 Corinthians 13, the great love chapter that talks about God's love, for us and the love that we should express toward others. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 says, love is patient and kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Here's a little secret to fight envy, and it comes from Proverbs 23, verse 17. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. You know, it's very simple to look around and see people that seem to have a lot of money, seem to have a lot of popularity, individuals that in the world's eyes are successful. Do not envy these people. Trust me, behind the scenes, they have lots of problems. They might be struggling with horrible self-esteem issues. They might have wretched money problems. They probably have interpersonal strife and problems. Don't envy these people. Much, much better to be humble and content and at peace than struggling like the sinners of the world, the people that pride themselves on wickedness. Notice what it says in Proverbs 23:17. Be zealous for the fear of the Lord. That doesn't mean being afraid of God. It means the awe, the respect of God, the esteem of God. And that starts with knowledge of God's word. Make it your goal not to envy other people, but to desire to get to know the Lord. So spend time with his word and get to know your Savior Jesus. Kill envy and covetousness. Pray for a spirit of gratitude to God. And avoid comparing yourself to other people because God made you as he wishes. Develop spiritual gifts and talents and practice generosity to other people. I pray that God's Spirit would fill you so that you have contentment, that you're not looking around envying other people. Be happy that God has saved you and redeemed you through Jesus and given you your daily bread, what you need. And fill your heart with joy and contentedness and not with envy. Give your praise and glory to God Almighty.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.